This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dylan Combs, and this is the first ECL specials we're doing in video. This is number two. Right after this is posted, you'll find number three, which will be the actual interview with Kat Armstrong. But right now, we decided, since I've got Kat on the line here, we just got done recording Tech Webcast, we're going to take some questions from the chat room, and she's going to answer them, because she hates cameras, so we're going to take advantage of this opportunity while we actually have her on video. And I also want to give her special thanks. Everybody that's watching this, go to catarmstrong.com/blog, go to twitter.com/catarmstrong, follow her. She is awesome. She is full of epic wins. She gave me 6,000 hits during the live show, doubling our numbers. We reached over 100 live viewers, and we have 83 right now. Kat, welcome.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Holy shit, I feel special.
Well, it's all because you impersonated Chris on his Twitter account. I favorited that tweet, by the way, and later on tonight, I'm gonna screen cap that, and I'm gonna twit pick it and say, epic win. Got to.
Very cool, very cool. Yes, I do occasionally throw a tweet out through his stream, so it happens on occasion.
On occasion meaning all
the
time?
Gosh, they're asking tons of questions already, Dylan. Look at this.
I know. I think I'm going to have to read these questions here. Otherwise, people listening have no idea what you're answering.
Exactly. Very true.
All right. So Gabe says, when did you first touch a computer?
1999.
Really?
Shh, quiet. Yes.
I would have expected, like...
And look at me now. Look at what I'm doing for work. Look at my Microsoft stuff. Yeah. I've learned a lot in the last, 11 years?
I would have expected like 92 or something. I mean, I don't remember when I got into computers, but I remember my first memory upgrade. It was 16 to 32 megabytes, and it cost me $300. I remember that.
Yeah, my first one, 1999, is the first time I ever used one.
Okay, Micromanage says, what was your first computer?
I think it was a Dell, honestly. I didn't know any better back then.
Kat, how many questions should I ask you?
As many as you want. I am pretty open. I will answer almost anything. There's very few things that I will not discuss, and I don't think anybody would ask those anyway.
Well, in that case, I have a question. It's kind of a tradition here on Dylan Combs okay. Live. We ask every guest this question at some point. Chris was asked this question last week, and he did very well with it. So are you ready?
Sure.
Do you like Mudkips?
Oh, God. I should have expected that, right?
I had to. It's kind of a Dylan Combs Live tradition. Every major guest has been asked that question. Everyone from Darren Kitchen to Callie Lewis to everyone that's been on the show has been asked if they like Mudkips.
How many of them have turned around and said, what the hell's a Mudkip?
None. They're all really? Geeks. Yeah, everyone knows what Mudkips are.
Good. Hey, you should look at the questions. There's some really good ones in there. Lord Cat, I want to answer his question. I love that question.
Okay, what's his question? What do you think is the best way to foster a community?
I'm going to repeat basically what I said on the stream earlier that we did.
Go for it.
This again, I apologize. The best way to foster a community, you have to remember that community is not about you. You know, when you get somebody like, and I love picking on Robert Scoble, I'll preface this, we're friends. He's a great guy. I love him dearly. Love what he's doing. Love the things he does. But I have to give him crap because Robert Scoble has followers. Chris Perlow has a community, and there's a huge difference. In order to foster community, you have to give them the platform and the tools to connect them with each other, not connect them to you. That's the key.
Yeah. It's, connecting them to each other really leads to life-changing things, and I've seen that. I've witnessed that throughout the past years with Chris's community.
Yeah. And our community is relatively small compared to others. I mean, yes, Chris's community is large, but it is small compared to others. And I've seen phenomenal stuff come out of our community in 3 years. Can you imagine if some of these people with more followers give their followers the tools to connect each other, the possibilities are freaking endless, and they don't get that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to change that. So.
Well, feel free to pick out questions on your own and just say them and answer them.
Favorite no dex moment. Do you mean this year or in? This was my fourth year being involved. I did not attend 07. I had just started working for Chris, and actually Lord Cat was here for 7. So I wasn't here for it, but I've been here for 8, 9, and 10. So pick one moment. Holy shit. During the conference or after hours?
You know, I said this to... to Chris the other day, last week when he was on. I didn't know until the day before Gnomedex that this was going to be the last Gnomedex, or I would have flown out.
Yeah, this is it.
Seriously, you guys got to do another one. Gnomedex is extremely popular. It's one of the blogosphere's most highly regarded conferences. Everyone speaks great of Gnomedex. They say it changes lives. Why would you ever stop?
There's a lot of reasons. It's very difficult to pull together. I will say that. I'm not going to go into too many details because I don't know how much Chris wants to put out there. There's a lot to it that you don't realize. I mean, I literally, when I say I haven't slept for 2 months, I'm not freaking joking. There's just so much that you just have no idea. But I have been told by people that's been there multiple years that this was the best one ever. And to me, that is the biggest compliment I've ever received.
And I miss it. I feel so bad.
It was phenomenal. And I did realize, I do know what my favorite Gnomedex moment is ever. Last year, my buddy Mark Horbath, at Hardly Normal, if you want to follow him, and you should follow him, doing amazing things on YouTube by making videos. He goes out on the streets and talks to homeless people, and he's making the invisible people more visible, and he's changing people's perceptions. And not only has meeting Mark himself changed my life, I will never, as long as I live, forget, during the whole talk, he brought a homeless guy from Seattle up on stage with him named James. And during this, it was so powerful, some random person in the crowd literally took the hat off his head, put a $5 bill in it, and started passing it. So I'm watching this hat pass, watching everybody in the audience dig money out of their pockets and throw it in there. And when they got done, they handed it to me, and I counted it quickly, and I started bawling. Right there, I was sitting on the floor next to the stage, and I was crying. Because in a matter of moments, these people were so touched that they raised $3,000 to give to James.
Oh my God.
And I will never forget the look on his face, ever, as long as I live. That was a life-changing moment for me.
Wow.
It was huge. So yeah, I mean, there's been a great people. I mean, Violet changed my perceptions about things this year, and Austin Heap has done amazing things, and I love these people dearly, but that was the single best moment for me. It really was.
You know, I never got a chance to come out and experience Gnomedex. I was going to come out last year, and in about 3 days before, I found out there were a couple tickets left, and I was really going to buy one. I was going to get an immediate flight out, but I had come down with a horrible, horrible flu, and I couldn't even leave the house.
I remember that.
I couldn't even leave the house, and then this year I was just I've been so busy with all the shows and expanding and everything, I just kind of lost track, and I didn't realize when it was. I feel horrible. I missed it.
Okay, I feel bad because like I took so long to answer that question. Now I'm like ignoring other ones, so now I feel bad.
They'll repost them. People ask the same questions over and over again.
I just repost them if I miss them because, Rodica, you're right. Brian Solis's keynote was fabulous. You know, this year, every year, and I'm not going to name names. I'm not like that. But up until this year, 7, 8, and 9, we had at least one speaker that I'm looking at. And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? I mean, it was bad. And I'm like, this is not what you told me you were going to present. Or, you know, people are just bashing them on Twitter. That did not happen this year. Not one single time. We had a very solid, awesome group of speakers this year. So, and I'm so proud of every one of them. It was great.
Yeah, I watched it all on numdex.com. I watched the live stream as much as I could. It was really good. I have to say, it definitely was better than last year. I really enjoyed every single presentation I watched. Even the ones that you know, I read the schedule and I looked at you know, probably half of them and said, well, this doesn't sound that interesting to me, but I'm going to watch it anyway.
They were.
And after watching it, I was like, okay, the title didn't sound that interesting, but that was great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like Veronica just said, I mentioned earlier on the other show, Veronica that's in the chat room right now, she's one of my volunteers as well. Fantastic chick. You should be following her too. Make her put her Twitter name in there, in the chat room. She's awesome. You know, she's right. There was no crap in the back channels. One of the things that I do during Next is to sit there and I have Twitter open twice. I'm watching CoTweet for the at messages coming in, and I've got Twitter.com open with the hashtags refreshing constantly with the Gnomedex hashtag. And last year, you know, and the year before, there was time, there were certain speakers, they got ripped apart on Twitter. That didn't happen this year. There was no negativity. And I was just, it blew my mind at how positive everybody was, the entire thing. So I am very proud of that, and I'm so proud of all the volunteers.
You know, I have to admit, call me a troll for doing this if you want, but I sat there and tweeted like 100 times with the Gnomedex tag just because it was so damn amusing to watch my tweets come up on the screen in the background.
You're not the only one. A lot of people did that.
I was waiting for somebody to notice. I was hoping for a shout out or something, but it never happened. Oh, well.
Okay, gladly. OmniTech News, and I will make sure they see this, and I want their parents to see this. Let me tell you what. These four kids, and I don't know for sure how old they are, they're very young. They have a better work ethic than most adults that I know. I am so, can I cuss?
Absolutely. We fucking cuss all the time on this fucking show.
I'm so fucking proud of these kids, and that's probably not appropriate, but I don't know how to express it. So proud of these boys. They came to Gnomedex, and you could tell by the look on their faces that this was just this amazing, life-altering thing for them and how excited they were. I mean, when I walked over with them and said, here, hi, meet Robert Scoble, you could see on their faces like, oh my God, it's Robert Scoble. But they didn't say that. They were very professional, very polite, handled themselves well. They totally rocked. And you know what? One of the things I've done this week is I watch the blogosphere and I start pulling links to blog posts that people have done. Every single one mentions these kids. Everybody was impressed by them.
You know, I think it was Robert Scoble that said this. It might have been somebody else. But somebody said during Gnomedex something along the lines of they were unsure if they should really shine the spotlight on these kids. But I don't know if it was because of their age or because of their experience or what, but I completely disagree with it. It just goes to show the power of the internet. Anybody can become internet famous and do internet content and really do whatever they want to online, and it doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter the experience that you have. You have a chance to get an audience and to blow up and be huge.
Right. Let me clarify that. Robert Scoble's the one that said that, and I was there, and I know why. He explained it to me. He's afraid of putting them out there because they are very young, very, very young. They are just starting out. They gained a lot of followers and a lot of people and a lot of traffic, bam, over the weekend. If somebody like Robert Scoble puts their name out there, it's going to be insane. And he doesn't necessarily, it's not that he doesn't want them to get the attention and the recognition. It's that he's afraid it's going to be too overwhelming. He wants them to continue to grow, continue to build what they're doing. And he is very impressed by them and is going to keep watching them. And I believe that. And when he feels, you know, the time is right, he'll be right there.
And it looks like that's about all we have time for this part one, anyway. For those of you listening in audio, I apologize. I had to keep this under 15 minutes so I could put it in video on YouTube at youtube.com/windowsguru84. And if you are listening in audio, then stay tuned. Don't worry. The next one isn't going to be 15 minutes because I don't want to put out 8 of these or 5 of them or something. I'm only going to do 2 more in audio, and there'll probably be 5 or 6 more in video. So if you want the longer versions, stay listening to the audio. That's all I've got for you. Until next time, I'll see you on the internet at live.combs.tv.